We got Michael Morris us. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well.
Good.
Well, tell us a little bit about this triathlon that's coming to Smith Mountain Lake really soon, actually, May 1st.
Yes, May 1st. What's going to happen is it's a three-event sport, hence triathlon. So what first thing we do is we're going to swim 750 meters in Smith Mountain Lake. They'll come out, the athletes will come out, they'll go to transition area where they'll mount their bike, and then they'll ride their bike for 12 and a half miles approximately.
Jeez.
Come back into transition, change into their running shoes, and then they'll run a 5K.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Wow.
That's a lot. How many years have you been doing this?
Since 1985.
Wow. Okay. All right. About how many participants?
That just means I'm old.
Is that what that means?
Yes, it just means that I'm very old.
Well, you don't sound old.
No, you sound young.
So there's that. Maybe because he runs triathlons.
That could be. I don't know.
So it's not too late to sign up, I'm assuming?
No. We'll take sign-ups up to race day morning, but you have to sign up on your phone because of the COVID things. You know, normally you would walk up to a table and, you know, sign up, but you could do it on a tablet or you could do it on your phone and sign up that morning. But, you know, always best to sign up early and you know, reserve your spot. We've got, I think, around 350 signed up so far, and
wow,
we're expecting somewhere maybe in excess of about 400.
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's awesome. So so you also have, it looks like, a virtual race?
The virtual race is, yes, would be something where you could, you know, go and do it. Now, this is going to be a live race.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be, we're going to have 400 athletes out there. And what they're going to do is they're going to put them off in 10-second intervals, two at a time.
Okay.
So that'll spread them out along the course, you know, for a long ways.
Sure.
And once this race goes, it's kind of like dominoes. Once you kick off the first domino, it's amazing how the people just go right through the swim, right through the bike. They transition very quickly. They get on their thing, and the next thing you know, they're looking at the finish line.
What is the estimated time to pull this off if you're an athlete in pretty good shape?
The winners will probably come in somewhere around an hour.
Wow.
The majority of people back in the pack, hour and a half, you know, 2 hours is not a bad time. But for those kind of distances,
you think
most of them be in the water somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes.
Right.
They'll do the bike ride in about 45 minutes or so and then run a 5K, which is, you know, 20 to 30 minutes.
And, of course, this is not the kind of thing that you want to do if you haven't been training for
it. Right.
As long as you know how to swim, I set it up originally almost, it's 24 years ago. This is our 24th year.
Wow.
I set it up for the weekend warriors. I mean, if you can, most people can ride a bike 12 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And 750 meters is less than half a mile swim.
Okay.
And, you know, then you can run, walk the 5K if you want. But the idea was to make it accessible and easy for somebody to come through and go, I'm a triathlete.
Right. So if Mark is winded walking from the from the copier to the studio, probably not a good idea.
No,
yeah,
probably. Well, I'm
six. Well, you have to be in a little bit of shape.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Not like you have to be able to do an Ironman race.
Right.
Yes,
I got you.
And it's a beginning race. It's a beginning race. Good place to go in and pardon the pun, get your feet wet.
Yeah. No, I love
this. I think
that's
great. Like, I could see my daughter, certainly.
Yeah, an entry level.
Yeah, and I think that's good that we have things like that. Because people hear triathlon, and they're like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's not something I could do.
Right.
But
well, they have a thing. They think that everything is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon.
Right.
And that's the ultimate triathlon, the, you know, the Ironman.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what most people do. Most people, this is a really good beginning race.
Yeah.
There's a half Ironman race, half of that distance in Roanoke coming up in June. And a lot of people will use this as a beginning race or, you know, to use it as one of the training runs to do the bigger race.
What about volunteers that would, let's just say they aren't able to participate, but they would like to help? What would that look like? Mm-hmm.
Well, they can contact Virginia Amateur Sports and Dan Fouts, and they set up the thing. Kinetic Sports is the company we hire that sets up transition and does timing, and they set up all the course for us. And then we get the volunteers, and they can direct traffic, they can hand out water, They can watch the transition areas for security.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things that people can do, and especially if you have a loved one or someone that's in the race.
Right.
It's good to go out on the course, and you can watch them come by, and everybody will come
cheer
by
them
and
on,
yell
yeah.
and cheer for them.
Sure.
That's great. One thing I want to make sure that we cover before we let you go, this event does benefit Virginia Amateur Sports mm-hmm. and the ALS mm-hmm. Foundation, right?
Yes. And yes. My buddy Dick Kelly died from ALS.
Oh, wow.
And Dick and I did this race many, many years ago. Dick died in 2009.
Wow.
And the last year of his life, I did triathlons with his name, a bracelet with his name on my arm.
Wow.
And then I would get him a race medal and go to Dick's house and tell him how our race went, our race.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick died in 2009, and really miss him still.
I'm sure.
But yeah, it's a terrible disease, and the money going there goes to a wonderful cause.
Great.
Well, you also have even if you don't participate in the triathlon, you can still contribute to a very worthwhile cause, and we really appreciate what Virginia Amateur Sports does and brings to our communities here in our listening area. So thank you for that. We've put the link to sign up for the triathlon on our Facebook page so people can find it very easily. Good luck, sir. And
there's one last thing. We got a new title sponsor. We just got a new title sponsor. Focus One Financial Planning, Integrated Financial Planning,
awesome.
And they're going to be our new title sponsor. We haven't got it up on the website yet, but we're very excited about them coming in and participating and helping us do the event and sponsoring Virginia Amateur Sports.
Well,
wonderful.
Good deal.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Michael Morris, thank you so much for being with us. And again, much safety on that May 1st run and swim and bike.
Right.
Track. So
we appreciate it, and like I said, anybody wants to come on out and watch us, we'll have a little bit of social distancing on the beach and so forth and wearing masks, but other than that, come on down. The beach is beautiful, and the race is a lot of fun.
All right.
Very good.
Great deal. Thanks, Mike.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.